Well, I found there were no prospects in the missionary line in San Francisco. So I got a job on a newspaper. And I became a special correspondent of the Sandwich Islands. I know when the missionaries first went out there to Honolulu, those native women called on them to pay their respects, not even clothed with a blush. Well, this put a strain on decorum. Most of those younger missionaries, fresh out of divinity school, found it hard to establish the proper spiritual rapport in such informal surroundings. But in church, the situation was even more ticklish. Faced with a completely naked congregation, the poor preachers could scarcely keep their eyes on the text and get on with the services. Well, here was a problem in morale, which had been generally skipped over in divinity school. And at first, the missionaries were nonplussed. But then they remembered the Christian principle that nothing needs reforming so much as other people's habits. And that solved the problem. They pointed out to their converts that it's hard enough to get into heaven fully clothed, but to attempt it naked might seem like blasphemy. Then they imported a quantity of hats, bonnets, neckties, and other wearing apparel, distributed them, and begged these descendants of Adam and Eve not to come to church naked next Sunday as usual. And they didn't. But being a generous people at heart, they divided up with the neighbors. So on the following Sabbath, in the midst of the reading of a hymn, a stately dame would stalk in with nothing in the world on but a stovepipe hat. Another would enter with a flourish, with just the sleeves of a bright calico dress tied round her waist, the rest of the garment dragging behind like a peacock's tail. Off duty. Well, the poor creatures were beaming with complacency and wholly satisfied they were as well dressed for the hereafter as any other Christian. They gazed at each other with a good deal of admiration. And it was plain to see that the young girls were taking note of what each other had on, just as if they'd always lived in a land of Bibles and knew what churches were made for. It was the evidence of a dawning civilization. Well, under the circumstances, there wasn't anything for those poor missionaries to do but throw in the sponge and cut the whole thing short with a benediction. Well, the coming of civilization has wrought a great change in those lovely islands. The natives all wear clothes now for the protection of tourists. As well as missionaries. And all that church going is built up in the native women of profound respect for chastity in other people. In fact, many of the old customs have died out altogether. I visited one ancient temple where human sacrifice used to be offered up. In those good old days when the native yielded to sin, he acknowledged it by coming forward with noble frankness and offering up his grandmother as an atonement. In those days, a man could go on cleansing his conscience as long as his relations held out. and the missionaries came, braved a thousand privations to tell them what a beautiful place heaven is and how nearly impossible it is to get there. Tell them what a dreary place hell is and how easy it is to go there. Tell them what rapture it is to work all day long. For 50 cents. To buy food for the next day. Instead of fishing and lolling in the sun through eternal summer and eating the food that nobody bothered to provide but nature. How sad it is to think of the multitudes who went to their graves on that beautiful island and never knew there was a hell. Well, I once interviewed the king of the Sandwich Islands. He said, "We understand Christianity. We have eaten the missionaries."